Kof Shvat, Monday the 9th of February, Rabbi Marcus Yohu Lawrence, on a topical theme from the Sedra Mishpotim.
I'd like to speak about principle two mitzvahs of Parshas Mishpatim, seemingly two mitzvahs which are unconnected, but if we look at perhaps the framework of Parshas Mishpatim, what it's all about, and then we see, try and fit in these two mitzvahs into this framework, and try to understand what these two mitzvahs are telling us, then perhaps we'll see what they're all about. There is a mitzvah, Parshas Mishpatim, Shmois Hotmeis, Pasuk Yud Zayin, which is Mechashefa Loy Sechaya. A person who practices Kishuv, Loy Sechaya. So the question is, one of the questions we'll have to look at is, what is Kishuv? Generally translated as witchcraft. That seems to bring to mind various kind of images that we may be familiar with, witches and this kind of thing. What does this exactly mean? I'm not going to go too much in detail to it, but some one or two points that the Rishonim bring. And there is another mitzvah in the parsha of Loi Tzavashel Gedi B'chaliv Imoi. One should not cook a kid in its mother's milk, which we know is the paradigm, is the makoy for the pasuk of for the mitzvah of Bosa B'chalov. Seemingly no connection at all between the two mitzvahs. Not allowing a mechashefa to live. By the way, the Mefoshim states lav davka a mechashefa. It could be a mechashefa as well. It's just dibra atoira b'hoiva. The Torah always speaks about what was common, and it was more common to find a mechashefa rather than it is a mechashef. And the mitzvah of loisavashal gadiba chaliv imoy seem to be unconnected, but as we'll see, there is a deep conceptual link between the two mitzvahs. So our starting point, really, if you want to try and understand the mitzvahs, is the Sefer HaChinuch, and the Shor Sheya Mitzvah that Sefer HaChinuch explains. And by the way, as many Mephoshim point out, and in fact many Mephoshim don't want to give a reason for the mitzvah Bosa B'cholov that we'll get to in a minute, and they say it's a choik. But nevertheless, many Mephoshim do suggest reasons for it. But let's take the first mitzvah that we've mentioned, which is Mechashefa. Says the Sefer Chinuch, Mishor Shei HaMitzvah Sheyodua Ki Inyan HaKishuf Dovo Ra Ad Ma'oy. The Kishuf is something which is very, very evil. The Goyrim Kamat HaKolus Ifnei Odom. And it creates a tremendous amount of takolus, of pitfalls, of bad results for people. Eidit Tzorech Laharech Boi Sheyodua HaLevorim. I don't need to be marich about this, says the Sefer HaChinuch, because the things were yodua. Perhaps in the society in which they lived, these things were much more common. And therefore he says, Mitzuva de salik min ha'olam shemishtadol b'zeh lefi shubo neged chifetz Hashem, shu chofetz b'yeshuvoi, b'shi yisnai ka'akol b'derech ha'teva. The Kodesh Baruch Hu wants the world to run al pi derech ha'teva. The Kodesh Baruch Hu set up a world with chukei ha'teva. The laws of nature, as we call it, which are not an independent entity in their own right, but they are laws that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up, that he wanted the world to function in accordance with these rules. Shehutzva b'chida sabriya. Zeh bo d'shanoi sakoy. And somebody wants to engage in kishuf, someone like that, he wants to be mashane hakoy. He wants to do things which are neged nature. He wants to do things, may you call it magic, you may call it witchcraft, he wants to do things that are not in keeping with the regular rules of Teva Kosh Baruch Hu set up. And the Chinuch goes on to explain a very important yesoid. We shouldn't just think that these things are just achiza seinayim, sleight of hand, causing a person to think that something is actually happening when it's not happening. The Sefer HaChinuch takes the approach that things can happen. And he says, Shehashem Baruch Hu som b'tchila sabriya l'chol dovo v'dovo midivrei ha'olam teva lif'ol pu'ulosoi toiva v'yishonu tovis b'nei ha'olam asher baro. Baruch Hu put within every single thing that exists within the Bria, the particular koyach that it needs to be a tri'eles for the bria, that it should be some productive thing within the bria itself. And he gave koyachas within every single thing in the bria for that purpose. V'tziva kol echad lif'ol pa'oloi l'mineihu. And he commanded, Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded, he instructed every single thing that exists in the bria to be pa'el pa'oloi l'mineihu, to act in accordance with its species, with its instructions, what it is meant to do. K'moshe kosov b'parashas Bereishis l'mineihu al hanivroim. Now if you look in Parashas Bereishis, right at the beginning of Parashas Bereishis, when it's talking about Bria Sa'olam, it says that everything was created l'mineihu. I'm quoting you a Gemara. There's a Gemara in Chulin which says, it sounds a funny, strange Gemara, but we'll try and explain it a little bit. Dorash Rabbi Chanina Bar Popo. Rabbi Chanina Bar Popo Darshan. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed the trees to come out of the ground during Ma'aseh Bereishis, and it says, Leminoi, the Pasuk says, Leminoi, Vayoyme Elohim, Tadshei Ha'aretz Deshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the land should sprout forth Deshe. Esev Mazriya Zera, grass or herbage which will cause Zera to come. And then it says, Eitz Peri, which is a fruit tree, oise peri leminoi. And it says that the tree will create peris leminoi. So in connection with the deshe, the vegetation coming up from the ground, it didn't say leminoi. Kodesh Baruch Hu did not command it to sprout leminoi. But in connection with the tree, the Kodesh Baruch Hu did command it to come up leminoi. So the Gemara says that the time that Kodesh Baruch Hu said to the trees that they should sprout forth leminoi, nosu deshoim kalvachoyme, the deshoim, the herbage, the vegetation, which is mentioned first in the posuk, made a kalvachoyme for itself. Now, you might think to yourself, what do you mean? The grass started speaking and making a kalvachoyme? Well, we'll explain that in a second. But it says, because the deshoim made a kalvachoyme for themselves. And they said the following kalvachoyme. Uma ilonois, if already the ilonois, the trees, she'ein adarko lotseis be'irbuvia, it's not the derech of trees to come out of the ground, bi'irbuvia. Normally when you find apple trees here, and orange trees there, and different things, they take up different spaces. You don't find them, bi'irbuvia, all combined, all in different places, all mixed up together. So the Deshoim said that if the ilonois, which don't, b'teva, sprout, bi'irbuvia, all mixed up, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu leminoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, nevertheless, you've got to make sure that you only grow leminoi in your specific thing. There was no real reason to warn them, because they grow naturally separate, but nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu warned them. Kal v'chomer, anu alachas kama v'kama. Us, the deshoim, the different types of herbs and vegetation and things that grow, often different types can grow very close together. They were done a kal v'chomer, they made a kal v'chomer for themselves, but we should make sure we carry out the tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to grow separately and not to be a bit irbuvia and not to be mixed up. That was the kal v'chomer they made for themselves. Now the Mashal already says there, the Tamima brings this, others say, we're not talking about the grass. The grass is not an animate thing which talks, and the trees, etc. We're talking about the malach, which is mamuna, on top of every single thing in the Bria. Gemara Chulin says that every single blade of grass has its own malach or mazel, there's different girsois. Every single blade of grass, every single thing that exists in the Bria has a malach appointed on top of it. It says gadel, it says grow, you grow. And it sits on top of that particular thing in the Bria, and it makes sure that that thing does what it's meant to do. And that's the koiches, the spiritual koiches, which are put inside to it. And this is the malach speaking over here, says the Baal Shah of the Torah, Tamima, and others. So we see over here, there's a command in the Torah that everything had to grow leminoi, or leminehu sometimes it says. Everything had to grow specifically in its species, meyuchud, set aside, with no irbuvia. So it's going back to our Sefer HaChinuch that we said before. The gam al kol echod ve'echod himshil koyach nirmala lahachrichoy ma'aseyu k'moy she'omu zichroinu mivrocho einocha esiv milmato she'einoi mazol minimala. And the Shmuel who put within the Bria a koyach meyuchud for every single thing for it to grow. U'milvad pu'ulosan she'oise kol echod ve'echod b'tivoy yesh lohem pu'ula acheres behisoriv min mehen im min acher. The Yechinuch says that besides the individual koiches, things were given, to fulfill their task in the Bria. Kadosh Baruch Hu made another koyach within these things. If you combine them together, something else will happen. That something else is not always something that is wanted, or something which is allowed, or something which is going to be constructive to Bria, but the opposite, that koyach exists there and can be destructive. He says, "Uvamleches hataaroives." And when we're talking about this melacha, this type of work where you would combine minim together, yeshbot sedodim shelehoshu b'nei adam nishdamish b'hem. There are things that man was not given permission to utilize these particular koyachas. When you take the individual koyachas and you combine them together, man was not given a koyach, he wasn't given rishus to be able to do that. He was given the koyach, it will work if he does it, but he wasn't given the rishus to do that. Ki yodea elokim, because Hashem knows, shesoif ha-maisa ha-yotzed ibnei odom ba-oysom tzedodim ra-lohem. Rosh Baruch Hu knew that if you do that, the outcome is going to be very bad. Because of that, Kodesh Baruch Hu withheld it from us, and he told us they were not allowed to do it. And then he goes on to make another point. The second point that the Chinuch makes is that if a person takes two minim, for example, each one has got its own koyach, and you combine them together and try to create a new koyach, then what you're doing is temporarily suspending the individual koyachs. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave a koyach for this particular min to exist. And Kodesh Baruch Hu gave a koyach for this particular min to exist. And that koyach, that shefa, runs the whole time. But when a person comes along and he tries to combine two things together, to combine two separate koyachs together, what he's doing is he's suspending the individual koyachs temporarily. And that is something which he's not allowed to do. Because who gave you rishus to suspend the different koyachs that are coming into the world? He says, for example, that is the reason why many times when a person combines different minim, the result is no good. So for example, with animals, if you combine, you crossbreed the two different minim together, the resultant offspring cannot reproduce. Because the koichas have been combined together, the koichas, the spiritual koichas that lie behind these things have been combined together, and they cannot function because they weren't meant to. And that's it's a ra labri, it doesn't work. It doesn't work properly. And finally, on this point, the Sefer Chinuch says that we can understand with this idea that he's using to explain the concept of kishuf, mishal shei kilei zeroyim, ubehema, kilei zeroyim ubehema, and shatnas as well. Shatnas also, taking two different minim, wool and linen, kilayim the different seeds, and mixing them together, and trying to create a new thing that Akash Baruch Hu didn't put into the world, that is something we were never given permission to do. So going back to where we started, what is the problem with kishuv, says the Sefer Chinuch, and the person is trying to use koichas which are there in the Bria, but to run counter to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up in the Bria. The Chukei HaTeva, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up in the Bria, that is what the person is doing when he tries to utilize kishuv. And that's why, for example, we find the Chazal explain why they called kishofim, Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Zayin on the base, why they called kishofim? Shemachishim tamalio shemalo v'shemato. The word kishofim is a word which combines three words together, machishim, pamalio, shalmalo, v'shalmato. A few words together. It goes against, it denies, it contradicts, it weakens all the words, all the meanings of the word machish, the pamalio, shalmalo, Kodesh Baruch Hu's tremendous orchestra that he's put out there of the Bria. When a person comes along to do kishuf, that goes counter to that. And that is how he explains the concept of kishuf. Now, Reina Bachai says a very similar thing in the context of kishuv. He says, "Inyan hakishuv, who chibur devorim chalukim zeh mizeh." This is the connection or the attempt to connect different things which are separate, one to the other. When a person tries here on earth to try and connect these things together, ze im ze, yischabru v'yisarvu hakoiches ha-shalamalo ze im ze. We know, as is explained in the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, from Chaim Velozhiner, that every single thing that a person does on earth has an effect in the Olam HaSelyonim. We don't exist here in a vacuum. In a vacuum on this planet, every single thing that we do has koiches in the Olam HaSelyonim. Man, specifically, Adam was given this koyach to have a hashpah in the Olam HaSelyonim. Every single thing we do, bein atoy, chas v'shalom, bein ara, has koiches in the Olam HaSelyonim, tremendous worlds that exist above us, that we have no asoga of what they actually are, but we do know, and we are told, many places by Chazal, that we do have the koyach over them. When a person is mechaber things on this world, what happens is, it creates a chibur lamala as well. And he says, it creates a foreign action, a foreign result, something which is not desired, something which is not wanted. And this chibur creates a tremendous hezek. And this is how the Sefer HaChinuch explains the mitzvah that we are not allowed to engage ourselves in kishuf in any sense.
Does it work?
Does it work? Well, don't try it without supervision. But according to many of the Foshim, yes, it will work. It will work in the sense of creating negative results in the Bria. Now, our Mefarshim would take the approach that these things don't actually, nothing actually happens at all. Nevertheless, you're not allowed to do it because it appears to be that you're going negative what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. But according to many, many Mefarshim, these are, like a Kodesh Baruch Hu created Koiches L'toiv in the Bria, Kodesh Baruch Hu created Koiches L'ra. And we know, for example, Bilam and others were mishtamash with the Koiches Hora. And we're not allowed to be mishtamash with these Koiches. I want to move on to the mitzvah of Basar B'cholov. So the mitzvah of Basar B'cholov, we all know, is a very interesting mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, the Torah says, you mustn't be mevashel. It's a vashel gedi b'chalev imoy. You must not cook a gedi b'chalev imoy. And we know, the Torah says this three times in the Torah. There's three times it says exactly the same words. As I'll tell us, this refers not only to an issa of bishul, but there's two other issurim as well. The issa of achila and the issa of hanoa. So you're not only are you not allowed to be mevashel basar b'cholov, but if you were mevashel basar b'cholov, you're not allowed to eat it, and you're not allowed to benefit from it. And it doesn't even apply. It doesn't even matter if you weren't the one who was mevashel it. Even if somebody else was mevashel it, you're not allowed to eat it, and you're not allowed to be benefit from it. And this is one of the most chomor isurim that we find in the isurim of Atholos Asurois, that there's an issa hamnor as well, and an issa bishul as well. You can't actually be mevashel it, even if you have no intention to eat it. You are learning, you're training as a chef or a cook in a cookery school, and they tell you to be mevashel b'cholov, you're not allowed to do it. Even if you have no intention to eat it, or to benefit from it, or to do anything with it, there's an issur on bishul, on the bishul itself. And we don't find any other issurim in Maicholos Asurois which are so chomor. So here the Sefer HaChinuch says, and you would have thought, as you're going through the Sedra, what's this got to do with the rest of the Sedra, and what's this got to do with what I'm talking about before, about kishuf, says the Sefer HaChinuch, l'fi hadoimeh, Shehu ki inyan mashi pasavnu the mitzvahs mechashefa. Right? He makes a conceptual link between basar b'cholov, the issur basar b'cholov, and mechashefa. Ki yesh ba'olam devarim shenasa lonu tarovton besibasa inusha manusham. There are things in the world that Kosh Baruch Hu put, and he said you're not allowed to mix them together for the reasons that we said before, because each one has its koyach hamayuchad, and you come along and you combine them, and you create negative results. And you suspend the shefa of hashpah that's coming from each individual one, the two major reasons that he said over there, that is the same thing over here. And he says, "Uketzas raya lezer." What's a little bit of a raya towards this idea? As we mentioned before, there's an issa to mix it, an issa to cook it together. The mixing comes when you cook the two things together, so the basar goes into the cholov, and the cholov goes into the basar. As we know from Hilchas Basar B'cholov, two things have to asur each other, and then they create a new entity called Basar B'cholov. Right? This is something people don't fully understand. Basar B'cholov is not just meat with milk in it, or milk with meat in it. Basar b'cholov is a new entity called basar b'cholov. It's part of a new thing, a new chafter called basar b'cholov, when the two ingredients have asked one another, they have forbidden, caused each other to become forbidden as a new entity. And he says, shenira b'zeh she'en yisroya machmas nezek achilosoy klal. Rak sheloy nase pu'ulas oysa taroyves. The issue is not necessarily because of some health risk of putting basar and cholov together, as there were some mevashim who wanted to say. No, says the chiluk, it's not because of that. Rather, it's to do with the spiritual koiches that exist in basar and in cholov, which maybe we don't know anything about. When you put them together, you create a new bilbul, a new mixture, which is no good. And that is the reason why, he says, suggests, that not only can you not eat it, but you can't cook it, you can't have anor from it. What's the Torah trying to tell us in one word? Stay away. Keep well away from it. Don't just not eat it. If someone else made a basar b'cholov, then don't eat it. But don't have anor from it. Don't even create it yourself. And he says, v'afidu acholem mibli sheneneh mimenu klal. Even if you ate it and you didn't have any hanor from it, right? The recipe wasn't so good and you didn't enjoy the taste, right? You didn't have any hanor from it at all. Nevertheless, the person gets malchus for it. So this is not found with any of the other isuri of macholas asuris. But kozem moiresh isur tamoy who machmas hatarovis. This shows that the isur, that what lays behind it over here, is the tarovis, the combination ukiinin shamanu bekishuf, just like we said by Kishuv. In the connection with Kishuv, the same problem. Now, how does this all fit together? How does this fit within the Seder of Parsha or Parshas Mishpatim? So, how would we summarize? If we look through Parshas Mishpatim, look through the vast majority of the mitzvahs of Parshas Mishpatim, what would we say in one word or two words? In English, you'd call it civil law. You'd call it civil law. The laws which lay out how society is meant to function. Halachas of if you have an eved, halachas if you hurt a person, halachas of shomrim, bov kama, bov metziah, bov basra. Many of the halachas, what we would call civil law, cheshen mishpat type of halachas, are the serious is parshas mishpatim. What does this type of law do for us, as opposed to other inyonim of halacha? This area sets a seder for the bria. It allows the world to function. The world that we have over here is able to function. Bin Adam, Lachaveiro, one man to another. If you don't have a Seder HaBriah, which gives people their property rights, their property obligations, the obligations of one person towards the other, if you don't have that, then you have chaos. You have a big bilbul. You have a big mixture. You have a Tarovis. You have everybody doing Ishkala Yosha Be'enov. Everybody doing exactly what he wants. So the halachas of Parshas Mishpatim are there in order to put a Seder in the Bria on the physical world. So I saw in a couple of different Svarim, and it brings down the similar idea. That these type of halachas, Basar v'cholov and Kishuv, which seem to be a little bit out of place in Parshas Mishpatim. What are they doing in Parsha which deals with civil halachas, Bein Odom Lachavir? What's it doing there? And the yesod which they want to say is, I saw this a long time ago in a sefer, I don't remember where, and I was looking for it and I couldn't find it, but I did see this in a particular sefer a long time ago. And the idea is, in the same way as we have to set out between people a Seder HaBriya, there is also, we have to realize, a Seder HaBriya in the Olam HaSalyonim, in the higher worlds, in the worlds which are mashpia, all the shefa and all the bracha and all the koichas that come into this world, all of those have a Seder as well. The Seder la'olam, there's a Seder in the world. And the Seder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set is something which is well, well beyond us, and we have no hasoga of it, even if we appear to understand something about it. Nevertheless, we don't know exactly, we don't know what the Seder necessarily has to be. We just know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has told us what to do. Don't mix this with that. Don't crossbreed this with that. If you do, it's osa. In many cases, it's osa. Sometimes it's muta, which is also part of the kasher as well. If you crossbreed fruits, which you're not allowed to do, the halacha is, what's the halacha of harkova? It's muta. You're allowed to eat the product of the egg, which also raises the kasher. Well, how come? So we see, we don't fully understand it. We know the musogim are over here, but we don't fully understand it. So, there is something which is going on. It's a huge industry in the world at the moment, which billions of pounds are being invested into it and have been done for the last 30 or so years, of genetic engineering. Genetic engineering is a very big field in the field of medicine. At one time it was viewed like science fiction. People never really believed that such a thing could actually happen. That scientists could get down to the core, so-called the core of human life, of DNA, etc., the basic structures of the human body and the entire universe, to get down to that and see how it's actually comprised, how it's actually made up, what is making everything tick. And engineering that goes on to try and change things, to try and make tangerines that they peel easier, because it's inconvenient to have to take a knife and peel a tangerine, so therefore you make a change in order to actually make it, in the actual genetics of the product itself, you change it, and you make something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't think of, he wasn't really aware of that, and people felt that it's better to try and make it in the particular way that we want. And huge billions of pounds, literally, is being invested in this to make the world a so-called better place. And specifically, recently, there was something was passed in Parliament to allow the genetic engineering of DNA on a very, very low, microscopic level in order to fix up certain mutations in genes and things which cause illnesses and cause problems. And the Poskim deal with this. They've been talking about this for a very long time already. The Poskim, whenever a new Indian comes up, they have been dealing with this for a very long time. And speak about it from two different perspectives. One of the perspectives is, what happens if it was done and it happened? What are the hashlachot? What are the ramifications, la halacha, in terms of paternity, maternity, and all these types of things? But also from the point of view of hashkofa as well, that we see the Mefarshim talk over here about when it's getting down to the nitty-gritty, so to speak, the components of life, the different forces Kosh Boko put into the world, and the rishus that we have over some of it, and the fact that we don't have rishus over it. And it's something which has to be, people have to tread with tremendous caution. The Tzitz Eliezer, Zichar Tzadik Livracha, has a number of tshuvas about this, where normally he goes from a very halachic perspective, but his tshuvas very much here are based on the idea of the hashkafa behind it, that there is a bria Kodesh Baruch Hu created out there. We have to tread with caution when trying to interfere with the bria that Kodesh Baruch Hu put into the world. Yeah.